Gary White is the director of the Sitka Economic Development Association, which publishes the Trends newsletter. Gross retail sales in Sitka jumped $10 million between 2011 and 2012. White is careful about trying to read too much into that statistic.
I'd attribute to a couple of different things. One, we've got the Blue Lake project was just kicking off then, and you've got contractors in buying lots of local stuff. You also have, we've got a lot of other construction projects happening around town. And inflation's part of it, too. We've got increased gas. You know, food prices have gone up some.
The increase in retail sales has meant an increase in sales taxes collected by local government. $400,000 more went into city coffers in 2013 than in 2011. Unemployment has also decreased a full percentage point since 2011. It now stands at 5.1%. That's over 2 points below the national average. But the statistic alone doesn't tell the full story. The Department of Labor reports Sitka's workforce has also decreased over the past 2 years by over 30 employees. That plus small bumps in prices, says White, means that things may not be all that great for Sitka's wage earners, regardless of the overall numbers.
You look at little jumps and you don't realize what percentage that is. Like, for instance, the Sentinel went from 50 cents to 75 cents. That quarter doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's a 50% increase. You know, if you buy something that you used to buy for a dollar and now it's a dollar and a quarter at the grocery store, that's a quarter percent increase. And over a volume, that does add up.
Happily, per capita income is up in Sitka by over $1,000 from last year. And a bright spot, at least for consumers, is the cost of housing. The market for rentals is down over 8%. An efficiency apartment in Sitka now goes for $790, down from $860 last year. And there are corresponding decreases for larger units. Buying a home in Sitka remains an expensive proposition, though the average list price for single-family homes has come down by almost $150,000 over the last 2 years. Again, White is reluctant to perform too much analysis on a limited set of data, but like the rest of us, he can observe things happening in the community that aren't quantified by government. He talks about a conversation he had recently with City Finance Director Jay Sweeney.
What's the barometer of how the economy is doing in Sitka? Is it the downtown retail stores are flourishing? Is it the fish plants are jam-packed? Is it all the different construction jobs? And it's hard to manage. And one thing that he had brought up that was quite interesting was you look at these events. Like last weekend we had the Chamber of Commerce annual banquet sold out. The roller derby bout sold out. Number of different entertainment venues. You had the wearable art show a couple weeks ago sold out. And so folks are going out and they're spending money on entertainment and that disposable income type of things. But yet we've got empty downtown retail shops.
White says empty stores are a symptom of his biggest economic concern, leakage. He says shopping local and developing local industry are both critical to keeping more money in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.